Final week of locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA, and we start with Centralia and joined by girls head coach, that is Roger Holthouse, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, hard to believe we are at this point. Substate now is in your sights next week. You wrapped up the regular season Tuesday night with a big win at Axtell, 50-28. Really, with that win, you potentially check some boxes, whether it's an undefeated regular season, TBL tournament title, TBL regular season title, so much your team has accomplished, but yet so much your team can accomplish moving forward.
Yeah, I'm super proud of the girls, and, you know, in this league, to go undefeated, number one, is extremely tough, and the league tournament champion, it's always a tough tournament, so... extremely proud of their effort night in and night out, and it has been easy, and it's been fun. It's been a fun ride so far, so see where it ends up at.
See where it ends up at, and we'll talk about Substate in a minute, but I think one of the most impressive parts of just following you guys and watching your games this year is even when you got into those games with some other really good teams and they were close, at least every time so far, your team's been able to come out on the right side against Valley Heights. Both games were close. You guys come out on the right side of it. Hanover was a close game early on in the year. You played some good teams early. St. Mary's, as of late, was a five-point game. So those times you do get into those competitive games, and they're close down the stretch. So far, your team's been able to win them all.
Yeah, that's what makes the team special, Brandon. I always tell the kids it's easy to – you should be a leader when things go right, but, it's in sports and not everything goes right all the time in life, and how you respond when things go wrong is kind of what defines your character, and that's probably what it's impressive most about this bunch is when things have gone wrong, they've stood together and stood tall, and they kept the peace, and that's all you can ask out of a team.
Well, now we get gearing up for Substate next week. You guys are the top seed in the 1A D1 Frankfort Substate, so you guys get a bye, no game this week or the rest of this week, and then really all of next week. You won't play till Friday, March 4th. It'll be either against the 4-seed Care Paravel or the 5-seed Troy, which seems to be familiar with out of the TVL. Donovan West, the 2-seed in this bracket, and then Frankfort Onega, the other game, the 3-6 matchup at the bottom half of this bracket. Do you feel like it's potentially too much time off? Do you like having this extra time? I know your team probably needs it after a long season, but, you know, a full week and a half seems like a pretty good chunk of time off.
It's almost too long, Brandon. I don't like the 10 days off or whatever it is, 12, whatever it is. I don't like that much time off. This time of year you don't want to practice. The kids want to play, and but it is what it is, Brandon, and we got to make the best of that situation. And, our motto all year, or the kids' motto all year, is no excuses. And we've got to find a way to get through it and try to play our best next Friday.
And, again, it's either going to be Troy or Care Paravel. You saw Troy late January, big win. You won that one by 28. But whether you know a lot right now about Care Paravel, how do you kind of gear up with this extra time, and how do you prep for next Friday?
I think right now we concentrate on us and get better at some things we're doing, and always shoot, because you can never shoot enough. I think that's what we look at for next week, and then start next Wednesday, and then start looking at the teamwork, either
It's Roger Holthouse joining us, Centralia girls basketball coach, team finishing the regular season undefeated, checking the boxes, TBL tournament champs, TBL regular season champs, top seed in their substate. They'll get a bye, and they'll get Care Paravel or Troy next Friday night, March 4th, time to be determined, but that'll be a semifinal substate matchup. Potentially two wins would get Centralia to a state tournament the following week. But Coach, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. We'll continue to follow your team for the rest of the season. Thank you for joining us as always, and we will get at you next week.
I appreciate you, Brandon, and thank you, Brandon, for all the coverage. You do a great job, and I know our fans appreciate it, so on behalf of our fans, and I appreciate everything you've done for us, the coverage you give us.